From the studios of All Classical Radio in Portland, Oregon, this is The Score, now celebrating 18 years of music in the movies. I'm Edmund Stone. Happy holidays! Today on The Score, it's a very special show where you, the listeners, have chosen the music. The selections you are about to hear are compiled from hundreds of your votes from across the country for the movies that are on your must-see list. Is your favorite among them? Join me as we unwrap this sparkling holiday card I call It's a Wonderful Movie. I'm sure you've heard of the naughty and nice list that Father Christmas keeps, but I think most of us have our own list, a selection of films that, until you've seen them, it simply isn't Christmas. Today's score is a soundtrack of the season, compiled from your votes for your must-see holiday movies. And I'm quite sure that Santa himself would agree that these are all on the nice list. Let's get started, shall we? I think we'll begin with this one, all wrapped up in sparkling silver snowflakes. It's Walking in the Air from 1982's beautifully animated film The Snowman, composed by Howard Blake.
Fly. I'm holding
That was Walking in the Air, composed by Howard Blake for The Snowman. The 1982 animated film is based on the award-winning wordless book written and illustrated by Raymond Briggs. The film was produced using traditional animation techniques, consisting of pastels, crayons, and other coloring tools drawn on celluloid. As in the book, there is no dialogue, but with a story as simple and engaging as this, and such lovely score, it isn't necessary. Viewers love The Snowman so much in part because it allows your imagination to play alongside the characters. Not every movie we associate with the holiday season is replete with elves and reindeer. Indeed, some of the films score listeners put at the top of their favourites are based on books they remember from childhood that weren't about Christmas, but contained a moving scene set at the season. One of these cherished memories made cinematic is Little Women from 2019. Based on the novel by Louisa May Alcott, the story captures a moving scene where the girl's mother, Marmee, persuades Jo, Meg, Amy, and Beth to give their Christmas breakfast to their poor neighbor. Upon returning home, they find their table full of food and a letter from their father fighting in the Civil War. Alexandre Desplat wrote the score. Some of the music composed by Alexandra Desplat for the 2019 adaptation of Little Women. The novel by Louisa May Alcott has been a favorite for young readers for more than 150 years and is loosely based on Alcott's childhood experiences with her three sisters. The Christmas Day scene is often cited as a favorite, and the film made many of your holiday must-see lists as well. A Countdown to Christmas is one of the themes of our next fan favorite. The story begins 5 weeks before Christmas and is played out in weekly scenes among 9 intertwining plot lines. So perhaps it isn't about the holiday as much as it is about, well, love, actually. The 2003 film Love Actually showcases the many different kinds of love: unrequited love, finding love after tragedy, love across the miles, love of friends and family, and love despite status, race, and language barriers. Enjoy some of the music to this delightful movie with an original soundtrack by Craig Armstrong and performances of popular holiday music by some of the cast. Musical montage from the fan favorite Love Actually from 2003. Original soundtrack composed by Craig Armstrong, Olivia Olson performing All I Want for Christmas Is You, and Bill Nye performing Christmas Is All Around. The central theme of the film is that the holidays are best spent with the people you love. I'm Edmund Stone, creator, host, and producer of The Score. Today, we are listening to music from movies that you, our listeners, have ranked as films that are the soundtrack of your holiday season. Let's see what else is under this musical Christmas tree, shall we? Ah, yes. How about this one? All wrapped up with a big green ribbon. Oh, sorry. That's not a ribbon. It's Kermit the Frog. And the film is The Muppet Christmas Carol from 1992. A Muppet interpretation of the holiday classic, with no apologies to, but with much love for, Charles Dickens. The music was composed by Paul Williams and Miles Goodman.
Thank you.
was Overture, Christmas Future, and Christmas Morning from The Muppet Christmas Carol, scored by Paul Williams and Miles Goodman. The 1992 film is an adaptation of the story about a kindly but poor clerk and his family and an odious employer who, thanks to three ghosts, finally understands what the spirit of Christmas is all about. And speaking of understanding what the true meaning of Christmas is all about, a big favourite among listeners to the score is A Charlie Brown Christmas. Good old Charlie Brown is depressed about what he sees as the commercialization of the season and turns to his best friend Linus for inspiration. The motif of a small, unloved little fir tree being transformed into a big, sparkling Christmas tree when all his friends come together in the real spirit of the season is a wonderful metaphor that has made this film a cornerstone of holiday viewing since 1965. The score was composed and performed by Vince Guaraldi. That was Christmas Time Is Here from A Charlie Brown Christmas. The television holiday special first aired in 1965 and still remains a treasured part of the holiday celebration for many families. For many, the story of a young boy accidentally left behind as his family heads off on vacation is a classic. The storyline might sound a bit odd for a Christmas show, but I don't think you need to worry too much about young Kevin McAllister. He single-handedly manages to thwart a pair of bumbling would-be robbers with a host of clever counterattacks. Not quite what one might want to get for Christmas, but Home Alone has been a huge favorite since it came out in 1990. The rambunctious comedy has an original soundtrack composed by John Williams, including this lovely piece, Somewhere in My Memory, lyrics by Leslie Bricus.
Candles in the window.
That was Somewhere in My Memory, lyrics by Leslie Bricusse, music composed by John Williams for the 1990 holiday comedy Home Alone. The song has remained one of the most popular Christmas tunes around the world since the film debuted more than 35 years ago. Still to come on It's a Wonderful Movie, more of personal fan favorites for films that make the holiday season for you, including How the Grinch Stole Christmas, The Holiday, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and more. I hope you're enjoying this show. If you are, then please like, follow, and share The Score with your friends on your favorite social media platform. You can also reach me directly at Edmund, that's E-D-M-U-N-D, at thescore.org. I'd love to hear from you. Sunday's edition of The Score is provided in part by NV Adventures, offering private aerial tours above Oregon's natural landmarks, including Multnomah Falls, the Columbia River Gorge, Mount Hood, and more. Information about available flight tours or gift certificates at nvadventures.com. And by Pastini, Portland's own local Italian bistro, now reopened downtown at Southwest 9th and Taylor. Information on dining hours and curbside pickup at pastini.com. Every holiday has different trappings that exemplify the season, and they mean something different for everyone. Christmas, for example, has gifts, decorated trees, and jolliness. These are things that a holiday, such as Halloween, is completely bereft of. Or at least that's how Jack Skellington, the Pumpkin King of Halloween, sees it in The Nightmare Before Christmas. Jack has successfully completed his most scary Halloween yet, but he's a bit bored with the whole thing and wonders if there is something he's missing out on. When he stumbles into the holiday forest, he discovers the trees each are an entrance to a specific holiday, and he becomes entranced with the glittering festivities of Christmas. When he tries to remake Christmas in his own way, things get a bit peculiar. The Nightmare Before Christmas is one of the most popular holiday films of all time. It's just slightly difficult to figure out whether it's more about Christmas or Halloween. Well, either way, Danny Elfman composed a delightful score to the stop-action film in 1993. Enjoy some of his music and a little narration by Patrick Stewart from the soundtrack to The Nightmare Before Christmas.
"'Twas a long time ago, longer now than it seems, in a place that perhaps you've seen in your dreams. For the story that you are about to be told began with the holiday worlds of old. Now you've probably wondered where holidays come from. If you haven't, I'd say it's time you begun. For the holidays are the result of much fuss and hard work from the worlds that create them for us. Well, you see now, quite simply, that's all that they do, making one unique holiday especially for you. But once a calamity ever so great occurred when two holidays met by mistake.
As anyone can see,
And finally, everything worked out just fine. Christmas was saved, though there wasn't much time. But after that night, things were never the same. Each holiday now knew the other one's name. And though that one Christmas things got out of hand, I'm still rather fond of that skeleton man. So, many years later, I thought I'd drop in. And there was old Jack, still looking quite thin, with four or five skeleton children at hand playing strange little tunes in their xylophone band. And I asked old Jack, "Do you remember the night when the sky was so dark and the moon shone so bright? When a million small children pretending to sleep nearly didn't have Christmas at all, so to speak? And would, if you could, turn that mighty clock back to that long, fateful night? Now, think carefully, Jack. Would you do the whole thing all over again, knowing what you know now, knowing what you knew then?" And he smiled like the old pumpkin king that I knew, then turned and asked softly of me, "Wouldn't you?"
Music and narration from the soundtrack from 1993's The Nightmare Before Christmas. Music and lyrics composed by Danny Elfman, and there we heard narration by Patrick Stewart. The story illustrates what just might happen if two holidays got intermingled, and the film is a big favourite for both Halloween and Christmas viewing. The celebration of Christmas was not always the way it is today. In fact, when Charles Dickens penned his immortal classic, A Christmas Carol, in 1843, his publishers questioned the idea of a story based around what was, at that time, a relatively minor religious holiday. Like many of his other works, the story was written as a work of social commentary. Dickens had a lifelong devotion to helping the underserved, due to his own family's experiences with debtors' prison. He wrote A Christmas Carol in just 6 weeks, under tremendous financial pressure. The 2017 film The Man Who Invented Christmas is a wonderfully engaging imagining of the process Dickens may have gone through while writing what is often cited as the most heartwarming holiday story ever created. Michael Danner wrote the original soundtrack to the film.
Thank you.
some of Michael Danner's music to the 2017 film The Man Who Invented Christmas, an imaginative story about how Charles Dickens may have been inspired to write A Christmas Carol. Dickens' biographer, Michael Slater, described that the author thought of his story as a way to help open the hearts of the prosperous and powerful toward the poor and the powerless. That message was beautifully conveyed in the film that is amongst the personal favourites of many Score listeners. Unexpected romance is at the heart of lots of holiday shows. In the 2006 romantic comedy, appropriately named The Holiday, two women on different continents have each just had an unexpected and jarring change in their love lives. Alone and depressed at Christmas, each woman feels the need for a change of scenery. They connect through a home exchange rental program and trade houses for the holidays, a cozy remote cottage in Surrey, England, for a massive modern mansion in Los Angeles. Hans Zimmer wrote the score. Some of Hans Zimmer's music to The Holiday from 2006, a light-hearted story about losing, then finding love, and finding out something about yourself along the way. I'm Edmund Stone, creator, host, and producer of The Score. Today, you, our listeners, have crafted the playlist for this show, featuring some of your own favorite films that are must-see viewing for the holidays. One of the main figures of the Christmas season is Father Christmas, or Santa Claus. How the jolly old elf continues to be the gift bringer after all these centuries is sort of explained in the 1994 comedy The Santa Claus. Divorced dad, Scott Calvin, has his young son Charlie for the holiday. But after Charlie hears a commotion on the roof, Calvin goes to investigate, and he accidentally causes the actual Santa to fall, and thereby takes on the role of Santa, much to Charlie's delight and to his ex-wife's consternation. Michael Convertino wrote the score to The Santa Claus. Some of Michael Convertino's music to the 1994 holiday favourite film The Santa Claus. That's Claus, spelled with an E. The previous film was a story about how Santa becomes Santa, but there's also a tale about what happens if someone who didn't like the holiday wanted to spoil it for everyone. No, not your cranky uncle, someone more grinchy. In 1966, Dr. Seuss's beloved children's story, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, was made into an animated television show, and it remains at the top of many must-see holiday viewing lists. A green, grouchy, grumbling fellow known as the Grinch, who lives in a cave on Mount Crumpet, is fed up with the constant cheer and good spirits of the Whos, who live below in the town of Whoville, especially their holiday singing Welcome Christmas Time. He decides to steal all their decorations, gifts, and trappings to stop the holiday from coming. Albert Hale and Theodore Geisel, a.k.a. Dr. Seuss, wrote the score and the story, with narration from Boris Karloff, who also voiced the Grinch.
Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Oh, please don't ask why, no one quite knows the reason. It could be perhaps that his shoes were too tight. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small.
Boris Karloff as the Mean One in Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Let's hear a little more. Feel free to sing along.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
As the Grinch took the tree, as he started to shove, he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small Who. Little Cindy Lou Who, who was no more than two. She stared at the Grinch and said,
Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?
But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick. He thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick. My sweet little tot, the fake Santa Claus lied. There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there,
Then I'll bring it back here. And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head and he got her a drink and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who was in bed with her cup, he crept to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar, and the last thing he took was the log for their fire. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch with his Grinch feet, ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. He puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, that the Grinch's small heart grew three sizes that day. Welcome, Christmas. Bring your cheer. Cheer to all who's far and near. Christmas Day is in our grasp, so long as we have hands to clasp. Christmas Day will always be just as long as we have we. Welcome, Christmas, while we stand heart to heart and hand in hand.
Selections from Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas from 1966. Albert Hale and Theodore Geisel wrote the music and lyrics. Narration and the voice of the Grinch was provided by Boris Karloff. This animated charmer has been a favorite for nearly a half century. And if there's anyone out there who can tell me what the lyrics Fa-hoo-for-say, Da-hoo-dor-say mean, please let me know. And perhaps you knew this one might be on the list. It's A Wonderful Life from 1946. It's a heartwarming classic about George Bailey, an idealistic man who always keeps the welfare of his family, friends, and the entire town of Bedford Falls first and foremost in his actions. When his forgetful Uncle Billy misplaces a big bank deposit, the money-grubbing Mr. Potter sets out to destroy George, whom he sees as the primary obstacle in taking over the town. The score was created by Dmitri Tiomkin. Some of Dmitri Tiomkin's music from It's a Wonderful Life from 1946. The feel-good ending underscores the importance of family and the magic of the season, and is one of the reasons the movie is at the top of lots of holiday viewing lists. The glitz and glamour of the big musical swept the nation in the 1950s, and now, more than three quarters of a century later, White Christmas is still among the top favorites for holiday films. Two old army buddies become entertainment sensations after World War II. They begin to take their fame and fortune as a given, and some of the joy of their work is gone. Until they meet up with two aspiring performers with a sister act, and their former commanding general, that is. The plots overlap as the successful song and dance team become romantically involved with the sisters, and the four of them team up to save the failing Vermont Inn run by the retired Major General Waverly. Irving Berlin penned the music to the show-stopping piece I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, sung here as it was in the film by Bing Crosby.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas,
Crosby performing his signature tune, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, from the 1954 musical White Christmas. Perhaps one of the most popular holiday songs of all time did not start out in a Christmas film. The tune is forever associated with the 1954 musical with Bing Crosby, but first debuted in another Crosby film musical, Holiday Inn, from 1942. I'm Edmund Stone, and I want to personally thank the listeners who contributed their suggestions for favorite holiday films that have comprised this show. Special thanks to the students, faculty, staff, and parents from Monticello Academy in West Valley City, Utah, who compiled their list from nearly 400 submissions. And to you, Dr. Dan White, thanks for making music such an integral part of the education of the young people whose lives you've touched. For many of us, It just wouldn't be Christmas until we've seen these holiday classics. I wish each of you a joyful holiday season, whatever your personal soundtrack favorites may be. The Score is a production of All Classical Radio in Portland. We are community funded and receive support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Production assistance is provided by Warren Black and Dylan Bodnarik. Operational support is provided by Jordan Lewis. Our executive producer is Suzanne Nance. For more information about our show, visit us at thescore.org. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. I'm your producer and host, Edmund Stone. Let's do this again soon.
You're in tune with All Classical Radio, broadcasting from the heart of Portland, Oregon. We're bringing you handcrafted programming 24 hours a day at KQAC Portland 89.9, KQOC Glen Eden Beach 88.1, KQMI Manzanita 88.9, KQHR The Dalles and Hood River 88.1 and 96.3, KSLC McMinnville 90.3, K239 BP Corvallis 95.7. You can also listen on our free mobile app. You can tell your smart speaker to play All Classical Radio, or you can stream worldwide at our website, allclassical.org, where you'll find a link to listen to our second station for children, ICANN, at icannradio.org. I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday afternoon. All Classical Radio is here to bring you a soundtrack for the season. We've got great music and great programs here to warm your heart. There is so much great holiday music headed your way this afternoon and throughout the holiday season. We'll start off with O Tannenbaum, this traditional German carol that translates to O Christmas Tree. Robert Shaw conducts tenor Timothy Salter and the Robert Shaw Chamber Singers.